Worship First podcast with Reverend Eleanor Coleman, pastor of First United Methodist Church in College Station, Texas. We thank you for joining us today and hope that this message inspires you. And remember, God is with you wherever you go. Join us for a word of prayer.
God of grace, we give you thanks for the gift of this day. God of love, we give you thanks for the way that you lavish your love upon us, the way you are generous with your love and call us to do the same. You are a God of war and a God of peace. And so we thank you for the ways that you fight for us, and we thank you for the ways that you bring calm to our chaos. God, in you and you alone is our liberty found. And so as we celebrate freedom and liberty this weekend, we pray that you keep us focused, oh God, that you are the source and the supply of freedom for all, of liberty for all, justice for all, oh God. And while we know that you hold the whole world in your hands and that you have everything under control, we know that you don't need us to do anything, but you desire us to co-labor with you, to co-create with you. God, show us the work you would have us to do in this world. In Jesus' name and for your sake, oh God, show us how you would like to use us this week. what words you would have us to say that bring glory and honor to you, what people you would have us to befriend so that those relationships might bring glory and honor to you. Use us, Lord God, as your agents, your vessels of liberation. We present ourselves as living, holy, acceptable sacrifices. Put us to work, O God, in Christ's name and for your glory. Forgive us for the ways that we have fallen short. Bless us, strengthen us as the body of Christ. It's in Christ's holy name that we pray. Amen.
We serve a generous and giving God, so don't forget to worship through your giving. You can give online by visiting firstcollegestation.org and clicking on the Giving tab. Remember FIRST as in the number ST. The ability to give is as close as your smartphone when you text GIVE to 979-399-8303 or download the Ministry One app. Don't forget, you can still give using the QR code on the bulletin online or mail your checks to the church at 1125 Welburn Road, College Station, Texas 77840. Thank you for your generosity.
Bible says, Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain." And God granted his request. Now please join Pastor Colvin as she explores this topic further.
Hear these words from Philippians 1, beginning with verse 3. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Being confident of this, that the one who began a good work in you will carry it on to the day of completion in Christ Jesus. It's right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart, and whether I am in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me. God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. Let's pray. Awesome God, we thank you for the gift of this day. We thank you, Lord God, for the gift of this message. Allow it, O Lord, to show us how you would have us to be champions and defenders of the gospel, as Paul said. Show us how you would have us to be at work in your world. I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of every heart is acceptable and pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Bless me indeed. Enlarge my territory. Oh Lord, bless me indeed. We know these words as the prayer of Jabez from scripture and song. And I can almost hear the early American settlers praying this kind of prayer, singing this kind of song, as manifest destiny drove them to conquer lands and people. Bless me, give me, without regard for who had already been blessed with the land. Blessed me. I can almost hear them praying. But friends, you and I know that prayer is a dialogue. We speak and God listens. God speaks and we listen. And as the old saying goes, we have one mouth and two ears so that hopefully we will listen more than we speak. And if we're listening, God has told us throughout the ages, God has told us throughout the living word that God is concerned for the community, for the children of God. God is concerned for the us. God is content to bless us and hopes that we know we are called to be blessings to others. Bless us indeed. It's the kind of prayer God longs to hear so that the kingdom may come on earth as it is in heaven. The kind of prayer God longs to hear so that we might manifest our destiny, so that the future with hope that God has for us may come to be. And on this 4th of July weekend, I hear God calling us to a new understanding of manifest destiny. America was built on the idea of manifest destiny, the notion of expanding one's territories, enlarging one's borders. But I wonder, what are the things of God that God would have us to desire more of? In other words, what does God want us to want? What does God want us to want? What are the things that God would have us to pursue with more faithfulness? What if manifest destiny meant acquiring not more land or more money, but more wisdom, more compassion, more faithfulness? What if Manifest Destiny prepared us to live out the idea that we are blessed to be blessings? Because God has always had a vision of shalom, a vision of wholeness and freedom for all people. All people. Now, clearly, that's not the foundation of our so-called Christian nation. So today, as we celebrate these United States, God invites us to think about what's fractured, what's broken, what is not united about the United States of America. What are the thorns in the flesh of our nation that needs God's grace and our discipleship the most? One of our patriotic hymns calls on God, saying, God, shed his grace on thee. Certainly the world, the nation needs God's grace, and it also needs people of grace, people saved by grace, people of faith to be at work in the world. So my prayer is that this message is not just information, but that it is an activation. Put us to work, Lord. I'm reminded of when you get a new credit card in the mail or a replacement card, how you can't use that card until it's been activated. And so it is with us. Someone can preach the word or teach the word, but that's just information, saints. It takes our own commitment to activate that word in our life and in the world. Sometimes it's months before I activate that new card. Sometimes I get a reminder that says you haven't activated your new card. The good news is the card still works, whether I wait 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months to activate it. Friends, in the same way, God is still waiting, still wanting to put us to work. Paul says it this way in Philippians 1, I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. He says, I pray that your love, and I'm going to add a Pastor Eleanor footnote here, not just your feelings love, but what you do love, how you live your life love. Paul says, I pray that your love overflows with knowledge and insight. Another footnote, not so folks can think you're a Bible whiz or that you always know the right things to say. Paul says, I pray you overflow with this knowledge and insight so you'll know the things to do that will present you blameless and will produce a harvest. Present you blameless before God and produce a harvest that glorifies God. As Jacques said last week in his benediction, the harvest has never been more plentiful. The harvest has never been more plentiful. And the Lord of the harvest just might be enlarging our territory, but we have to work these fields. The Lord of the harvest has seen fit to appoint us to this mission field together for such a time as this. Friends, we can trust that nothing in this community, nothing in this season has taken God by surprise. Not the increase in violence, not the increased dependency on drugs, not unexpected deaths or abuse or homelessness, not food insecurity or inequity. No, none of this surprises God. In fact, God has prepared for this by allowing you to be born and raised in this community. God has prepared for this by sending you to this university to work or study or both. God has prepared for this by placing each and every one of us in this community that needs to know the God we serve. Bless us. Bless us indeed. Enlarge our territory. Friends, the good news is we're maintaining. But God, help us to take new territory for you. Help us to snatch souls out of the enemy's hands for you. For the God who Psalm 48 says is great and worthy of praise, for the God who the psalmist says is in our city walls and has shown himself to be our fortress, a God who makes us secure forever. Friends, God is with us in our city, in our homes, in our church. God is with us on our jobs and at camps. God is with us, our safe place. And unlike America's Manifest Destiny, where each Family enlarged their territory, where each person sought to make a safe space for themselves. This security that God offers is for everyone. This liberty and justice that God offers is for everyone, the whole community. This peace that passes all understanding, because there are going to be misunderstandings. That, friends, comes from God and God alone. Oh, Lord, bless us. Bless us indeed. We pray for increase. The song says, the prayer says, keep your hand upon us so that no evil cannot harm us. Sunshine and rain, sickness and pain. God, we humbly come to you. Enlarge my territory. Enlarge our territory. Church, my prayer today on this day of grace and gratitude, as we celebrate all that God has done in the past 5 years and will do in the next and the next and the next, I pray, God, that you give us greater grace. Lord God, give us more of you, more of your anointing, more compassion, more commitment. Give us, God, more peace, more power, more faithfulness to you and to our kingdom assignments. Take us a little higher, God. You can trust us with more. You can trust us with a bigger assignment in the Brazos Valley. Friends, we're maintaining glory to God, but let us pray to take new territory for God. We're strong, God, but help us to grow stronger. Strong enough, bold enough, brave enough to snatch souls out of the enemy's hands. Show us our assignment for this season so that we might sing as the choir sang, your future, your promises shall be fulfilled. Yes, you shall obtain it, for it must come to pass. I decree it, declare it, and I call it in the spirit. Lord God, bless us to manifest. To manifest in Christ's name. Bless us to manifest for your glory, oh God. Help us to remember what the song says, that I am God, what God designed me to be, that you are what God's designed you to be. Help us to remember that we are the church God designed us to be. And church, our creator God, our God who spoke the world into being, God who opens God's mouth and lets the universe slip from the tip of the tongue, that God who speaks and starts time says, it's time. It's time for you to be the church I designed you to be. That God said through the prophet Haggai, who of you present remembers this house, remembers this temple, in its former glory? The prophet might ask us today, who among you remembers when Pastor Polk baptized your babies? Who remembers when pastors before him decided to make many churches one? Who remembers when Reverend Amerson and Reverend Lockett helped you cross the Jordan and transition and inhabit your promised land? Who among you remembers? Well, that's good, God says. Don't ever forget what I've done for you and who I've used to do it. But Haggai 2 verse 9 says, I want you to know the glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house, says the Lord. And in this place, I will grant peace. And friends, that comparison of the former and the present, that's not about the prophets. That's not about a competition among pastors, because we're all co-laborers in the kingdom. That prophecy in Haggai is about God asking us, are you expecting great things? Are you ready for me to enlarge your territory? Are you ready to do big things that bring honor and glory to my name? Are you ready for a bigger assignment in the Brazos Valley? That prophecy is God asking, are you ready for my spirit to lead you beyond borders so that you might walk upon the waters wherever I call you? Are you ready to pray like Jabez? Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain. Friends, 1 Chronicles, the 4th chapter, tells us that God granted Jabez's request, even though most folk thought it was a long shot. A long shot. The passage tells us that Jabez's name means birthed in pain. Or some translations even say God inflicts pain. Some theologians would say that the name had an omen on it. That Jabez was a born loser, that his name should have been changed. Friends, I thank God that nothing can separate us from the love of God, not even a name. Nothing can separate us from the love of God, not death or life, angels nor demons, not the present nor the future, nor any heights or power or depth, not what your mama or daddy called you, not what the neighborhood thought about you, not what you did or didn't do, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God that what Jabez's mother called him was countered by his calling on God. What his mama called him was countered by his calling on God. Somebody ought to call on the Lord today, because the same thing is true for us. Someone in here has not stepped into your God-ordained place of leadership because of what mothers, the church mothers even, had to say about you. Someone hasn't become a man and put away childish things, as scripture tells us, because of what the church men failed to say to you. The good news is God can override an omen. God can override an omen. Many of you have told me what this land used to be that our church sits on. Some of you think the past use of 1125 Wellborn impacts the future use, our destiny even. Friends, I dare you to believe like Jabez believed. I dare you to believe like Jabez that the pain is not more powerful than our God. I dare you to bless the land every time you drive on the property and every time you drive off and see what God won't do. I dare you to manifest the promises and the prophecies of God. God says the glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house. Can you trust him at his word? Can you believe God for that? Friends, now that we know what God will do, I wonder what we are going to do. Because the message isn't just information. It's an activation. The harvest has never been more plentiful. What will you do? I pray you will remember each day what it means to be Methodist. John Wesley would say, we spread scriptural holiness throughout the land. In other words, we live the gospel. Friends, we make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. In other words, we share how our lives have been changed so others can be changed, so that the world can be changed. Friends, we do no harm. We do good. And we stay in love with God. I pray you will trust that the one who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Christ Jesus. I pray, as Paul did, that your love may overflow more and more. I pray that we will have knowledge and insight not only to determine what's best, but to do what's best. I pray that when Christ comes again, we will be ready, ready to be presented pure and blameless, ready with a harvest of righteousness. Because the harvest has never been more plentiful. There are so many people who need to know the God we serve. So it's time to enlarge our territory. It's time to manifest the destiny God has for us. Not manifest destiny as the early Americans understood it. We are not going to battle over borders. That's my ministry. I've always led the, we never did it like that before. Not that kind of manifest destiny, y'all. Not manifest destiny that has to annex or consume or control others, because there's plenty good room in the Father's kingdom. Not manifest destiny that excluded some, because there are plenty folks not connected to the kingdom and plenty room at the table. So, Lord, enlarge our territory. Lord God, open the eyes of our heart. God, help us to listen as you order our steps. God, bless us to be blessings to your children as we manifest the destiny you have for us and the world. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Friends, would you take a moment to pray about how God has spoken to you through this message? Seeds have been planted today. God's word does not return void. It goes out and produces fruit. It accomplishes the purposes for which it was sent. Take time to pray about how God is sending you today.
Thank you for joining us. Special thanks to those who support this ministry with their time, talent, and gifts. If you enjoy this podcast, you can subscribe, share with friends, and on your social media stories. Don't forget to tag us at First United Methodist Church, College Station. Peace and God bless.